kentbusiness.co.uk community today and start growing your Kent Business Network for just £20 a month.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business conference worth visiting. The Grow Kent Annual Conference, November the 30th at the Ashford International Hotel. Get tickets at growkent.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio, Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host...
You didn't do it.
What did not I do?
You didn't do it.
I did do it.
You didn't.
I did.
You normally go, and with me, Paul Andrews, and then...
My co-host, I just did it.
No, we don't normally do co-host.
Do I not?
We do like Malcolm and Wise, and it's with him and with her. Anyway, hello, it's Bird. You're right. Well, you've gone a bit downhill now. You've gone a bit...
No, I lost the will to live after that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to get this intro right.
I know.
I want a little bit of Malcolm and Wise.
Oh, do you? Okay. I mean? Bring me sunshine.
Yeah, it's like it's with him and it's with her.
Okay. All right. We'll do it again some other time.
Let's do it. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm all right, yeah.
That was a bit of a shuffle around, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a shuffle around. We've got some new guests in the studio, which is brilliant. You know, so we're really nailing it today, aren't we? We've got some more lovely people to talk to. We've got loads of things. I've got bazillions of tweets still coming in. Everybody's going mad. Considering everybody's gone away in August, I don't know where all the tweets are coming from.
No, yeah, exactly.
We've had tweets from Turkey. We've had tweets from all over the place.
I know. Yeah. Chris Pollard, he's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to read a tweet for you. I've got...
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, thanks.
It's from Linda Cloak. Actually, I didn't think this through, because now it's going to sound awful when I've said it was for you.
You are going to really... I know exactly now what you're going to say.
I know, and I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Sorry, bud.
It's subconscious now.
No, it wasn't. It's just the next one in the queue. It's from Linda, and it says, "Hi, can you give Clicks Event UK a shout-out for our Riverside Barbecue at the Orchid in Maidstone on Saturday the 19th of August?" I'm just saying that. That's it. It's just a barbecue. Got nothing to do with sinkholes or anything.
See what I mean? Jay, it's disgusting, isn't it?
It's so bad. I just proper squared you out.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. It's just a tweet. It just came in
You've
and I just read it.
He's given me coaching in it already. Going to the Daily Telegraph, he told me.
He keeps going on about his new dating one. Have you not noticed that he keeps dropping dating in every 5 minutes?
Because we've got a new show coming. Well, I'm not single.
No.
Not anymore. You need to move that mic around a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we want to hear from you. Good. I'm looking forward to our show anyway.
Yeah, no, it just came up in the queue. Moving on. We do social media. We do S Media is their Twitter handle. Listening to Vanilla Web and Bird on a Bike on a Business Bunker show. And I'm hoping to go to the Women in Business event. And that's from Elle.
Good. Yeah. We love a bit of Elle Cloak. She messaged me this morning, very excited about her new show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We've got, here we go, Business Bunker Extra. Hi, Vanilla Web and Bird on a Bike. On this week's Business Bunker sister show, Business Extra, my co-host is Molly Moodle and Cherry Blossom Cherry Blossom UK.
Yeah.
Friday, 11 till 12.
And that's a gorgeous Amanda.
You had to say that. We love her.
We do. See, she got her own back, didn't she?
Swanley, the third Wednesday networking, 20th of September, 10:30 till 12, the Olympic Swanley. Following the success of our inaugural Swanley networking meeting in June, we are pleased to announce our next meeting will be held on the 20th of September, 10:30 at Swanley Town Council. And that is the Olympic Benchley Lane, is it? Beachley Lane. Do you know it?
No,
I'm not a Swanley person.
No, Beachley Lane.
No idea. Anyway, there is no need to pre-book for this event, but it would be useful to have an indication of numbers. You can email info@sevenoakschambers.com and contact Julie Phillips on 01732 455188. I like saying phone numbers.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think we use it enough. It's a bit retro, isn't it?
Is it?
Come on, Nettie. What do you think of people when they ring you up? It's a bit rude sometimes, isn't it? It's like, do you know I'm trying to do stuff? Do you see what I mean?
I do, but I'm a bit worried about this love of phone numbers.
Yeah. Why?
Well, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
But it's great saying it on radio.
You know what it is? It's because you say it on the radio. It's like the radio, the number for the phone-ins here is 01233 220035, and you just know it. And people ask you your phone number, and you actually end up saying the phone number that you always say, because you just say it automatically.
Yeah, but that's what we all do, isn't it? We give our work number all the time, and we shouldn't, and then we get things delivered that should go to home that are all turning up in the office.
Oh, I've had that happen to me.
We've all done that. Because you're so used to just doing the office postcode and number.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely.
But I've never had this love for phone numbers, which you seem a little passionate about.
I know. I can't help it.
01233 220035.
We used to do it as a little... I used to do some numbers. You used to do some numbers. Very funny. Anyway, get a life, Brad. What you got going on over there, Paul?
I've got an email.
Hold on, I'm going to interrupt. But what we could do, because you're young enough like me to remember this, do you remember, I think it was Mike Reed on The Breakfast Show years ago, got people to sing his number from all over the world.
Yeah.
Now, if you reckon you've got tweets coming in from all over the world, what we want is them singing the tweets down.
Of course we've got tweets coming in globally.
Exactly. So if we've got that, they should start singing us the phone number.
Sing the phone number.
I love that.
That's better than Morecambe and Wise.
I love that.
Should we go for that?
Let's do it.
We'll go for that.
Yeah. Cool. Well done, Nettie.
Every now and again.
That's it. You can retire for the rest of the year now, Nettie.
Thank you.
That's your idea
Job
for the
done.
Year.
You're an educated woman, but let's sing the mobile numbers.
Glad to be of use.
Yeah.
Carry on.
I've got an email here from Gillingham Football Club. And they say, Paul, there's a curry club for Gillingham versus Bradford City on the 12th of August. Gillingham's first home league fixture is against Bradford City, and it's now just a week or so away. And to mark the occasion, we have a popular hospitality offer returning to the menu at the Mems Princefield Stadium. The offer takes place in the piano bar, and customers will have a choice of three curries: chicken madras, chicken korma, or a vegetable curry. It's served with naan bread, poppadoms, and either a pint of beer, a glass of wine, or a soft drink of your choice. All guests will receive a complimentary team sheet and a programme before taking their executive seats in the KM Medway stand at the Mems Priestfield Stadium. And the prices are a paltry £45 for adults, £25 for children, or £20 for a season ticket upgrade. If you'd like to partake in that curry offer for the first game of the season at Gillingham, contact Matt Baker, and his email address is mbaker@priestfield.com.
Do you know what? We're even getting messages now from Instagram.
Really?
Well, because I
well,
post
all
on,
of it. The whole of Instagram.
I post on Instagram and we're getting little messages, so I'm just replying them back. How great is that?
Did you see my post on Instagram? Amanda and I went on Friday to Biggin Hill.
Yes,
to the Spitfire flight. It was absolutely brilliant. It was
You were interviewing them, weren't you?
Yeah, we interviewed one of the co-owners, a pilot and an engineer from the Spitfire squadron there. It was absolutely brilliant day. It was immense. Awesome. If you listen, sorry, Amanda, if I've preempted this, I'm not sure if she's doing it this Friday or the following Friday, but on the Business Bunker Extra show on Friday, either this week or the week after, Amanda will be playing those interviews. Really worth a listen. Really fantastic. Good stuff. Do you know what? We're going to talk to our next guest now.
I'm excited about this.
Absolute pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. And we've been waiting for ages now to talk to her, haven't we? To the lovely Tracy Cooper.
Hi.
From Lucia Victoria.
Lucia Victoria Interiors.
Yeah. So, Tracy, tell us a little bit about LV Interiors.
Well, Lucia Victoria Interiors, I founded it in 2011.
Okay.
And it's an interior design. It's a shop. I'm an interior designer. I have an online website, and I personal shop for my customers. And customers come in and
buy stuff.
They buy beautiful items, and I make their house look beautiful.
Let's deconstruct this. Okay. Let's go with this. So your background is an interior designer.
I studied at school textiles and fashion and things like that. I didn't actually continue with that. I kind of went into the travel world and things like that.
Okay.
And then as my children were growing older, I decided that it was time for me now to do my career.
Right.
So I had a full-time job, but I also started the Lucia Victoria by web. Mm. So I would play with the web an evening when the children went to bed.
Right.
And it just...
I love things like this. I love how people do that.
And it just progressed. Mm. And if I can do it, any woman can do it. because if you want a dream, you have to.
You have to do it. You have to do it. I'm full of admiration and respect for people that do that. I think it's really brilliant, and it's a great way to start a business. So I know you have a shop, and I want to talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
And obviously, in a shop, you sell stuff. No flies on
items,
this point.
Items
of luxury. Yeah. No, we're gonna go all over the stock in a minute. Okay. We're gonna find out what you got in a minute. Don't worry. But I'm just interested in. Do you actually do interior design as well?
I do interior design. Yeah. I go to the clients.
So you come
houses.
Around my place and go, you don't want to do that. You want to have curtains this colour, that kind of stuff.
I'm quite brutal with how I speak sometimes, and I have to apologise to the clients.
Do you?
For being so brutal, but. Yeah, they quite like it. So if I didn't do that, I think they would think I was quite rubbish. So if I just said, oh, yeah, what you've got up there is beautiful and you don't need to change it and it doesn't look awful, then, so my job is to make their house look beautiful.
Absolutely. Okay, and so you're a conventional interior designer from that point of view.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll talk about that in a moment. And then you have the shop. So how long have you had the shop?
I've had a shop for about 3 years. I started with a very small shop initially in West Malling.
Right.
And then after a year, I grew to a slightly medium shop, if that's a word.
A medium shop, yeah. And now she's got a department store.
And now I'm playing with a bigger shop.
Right.
I've just progressed into the high street because the high street is so beautiful. West Malling High Street.
Yep, okay.
Everybody in the village is wonderful as well. And the shops, they kind of stay. Mm. So when a shop comes up, it's like you need to just grab it.
Mm.
So I think I was somewhere, someone emailed me or texted me and said, Tracy, a shop's come up. I just said to Jean in Hicks, you save that for me because I need that shop. I had no idea how I was going to get it. Mm. And before I know it, I've opened it up. The windows are much bigger and I can display all my items.
Just being serious for a moment, which is unlike me, and being business serious for a moment, I love what you're telling me. I've had discussions with people. So many people tell me about planning their way to success, and I've never got that. I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years. I own 9 businesses. I never planned a damn thing. I just fell into everything I did by just going, do you know what? I fancy doing that. And then you do it. And that, to some extent, although you know what area
what
you want
I've
to
done.
Do,
I,
but that's
I
what
haven't
you've
planned
done.
It. I've just kind of been somewhere. Someone says something and I want it.
And you
if
do
I
it.
If I want
yeah.
it, I do it. I don't know where it comes from. It's just something I need to do.
And I love that. And for me, that is a huge part of business success. You've got to, you know, that's about being an entrepreneur. You've got to see something, go for it, and then make it work.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas a lot of other people have a plan, cogitate on the plan, think about the plan, tinker with a plan, change the plan, never get around to actually doing it.
Like Richard Branson says, you have to say yes to everything.
Exactly.
And then you think about it afterwards, and then you...
Yeah, well, he told me
sure,
that as well,
you make
enough.
Sure you can do it, come round to my house and said it to me. So,
yeah. Exactly, exactly.
I think, though, that some people do need to plan a little bit more. Because if you're not...
She's an accountant.
No, not entirely that. But if you're not entirely an entrepreneurial person, and there are a lot of people who aren't, maybe think they are, but they're not.
Sure.
Whereas you've got this passion to do something, that's fine. Mm. Some people, you're absolutely right. If there was a job to be a procrastinator, all my life they'd earn a fortune because they won't do it. Mm. But you've also got these people who just keep doing the same thing and it never works.
Oh, absolutely.
And that
absolutely.
Does my head in more than anything else.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I've been doing it for 5 years. I've never taken a salary.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Why are you doing it?
That's why I have the 4 kind of forks: interior design, personal shopping, the website, and whatever the other one.
Right. Well, I wanted to talk about that. The personal shopping. I just wanted to check because I need some new bits and pieces. So, shirts and
No, we don't do clothes.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, I can't.
No point talking about my wife front soon.
No, we won't talk about that.
Okay. All right. So the personal shopping you're doing is for home furnishings and interiors.
With the wife or the husband, if he wants to come, we would go to a shop that I've selected uptown, maybe King's Road or wherever. For example, I've got beautiful clients and we've produced a beautiful swimming pool with jacuzzi, steam room, fitness room, and we went shopping quite a few times to get the correct flooring, the correct
for the pool.
The correct flooring for the pool area,
right.
The tiles and everything else. So we just want to make sure that the client's happy with what I'm choosing, because although I'm an interior designer, it's not my house. So I need to make sure that when I leave, they're happy with what they I have given them.
So what would it, what so I get some free advice here now, can't you? Because I need to do around my pool. So what tiles did you pick for you around the pool? Because at the moment, I've got concrete slabs around mine.
Before we actually do that, can I reverse engineer it a little bit? When somebody comes to you, do they come to you with a budget? Do they come to you with a vision, an
Everybody
image?
Everybody has a budget.
Right. Interesting. Do you go over that budget?
I sometimes get told off for going over it, yeah. But they tell me off nicely because they like what they see.
Sure.
And do you guide and support people into the image that they want? Because I would imagine lots of people come to you not knowing
Some
what they want.
Some people come to me knowing what they want. They used to give me pictures and things. Other people don't know anything. So I kind of provide the mood board to show them what it would look like with the fabrics and the textures and everything. And then they're still a bit unsure. So, but then I say, well, I am your interior designer. Let's try it. I'm sure you're going to like it. And, I mean, there's one client that I saw on Sunday, and he is just over the moon. Every time I see him, I saw him in, I think I was having a drink in the Westmoreland Village, and he came up to me and he said, Tracy, every time someone comes to my house, they say how beautiful it is. And he said, I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah.
And there's bits and things that other people notice that I don't even notice that you've done. And it's just, yeah, I'm so happy.
Mm. And I'm intrigued with the marketing side of it as well. So do you do any affiliations with people? So would you go up to certain people and say, look, if I bring my clients to you, would you do affiliation marketing or not?
I'm not.
Yeah. So if somebody, you'll go to certain shops, and if you keep returning back to them, you could say, look, I've got clients, because we all do this, don't we?
Oh, we work together in Westmoreland. We work together. So say like name dropping, we've got Rovick Tiles and we've got Danmar Kitchens. Mm. Danmar Kitchen, Martin, he will go to see a client. We're working together at the moment.
I love that.
Sure.
So
yeah.
We will work together. Mm. He will do the kitchen. And if the kitchen is a huge area where it needs a sofa and everything else, dining table and chairs, and just to look cozy and just to finish it off, I will work with
love
him.
It.
If I'm going to a client's house and need flooring, I'll go to or tiles, I will go to Rovick Tiles, and we again work together.
Yeah, I love that. I love this. Yeah. It keeps that community
It does,
together,
and presumably you get to know various suppliers of things, and you know the quality, the standard of the work they do, and all that kind of thing, which makes you feel comfortable because you go, look, I can recommend these people.
Yeah.
You know, you made reference to my Facebook page and my picture of my kitchen, which I had done about 18 months ago.
Yeah, no, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, and I had a lady called Beth Rossiter from Image Consultancy. Sorry, Mirage Consultancy. Okay. She's an interior designer, and she designed it. And she and Malcolm Potter, who built the kitchen, she works with him closely on lots of projects because they know each other and they know the standard of the work.
Yeah, it's good to work with people together, because together you produce that room. Mm. I couldn't produce the kitchen. Martin needs to do that, but I can produce the other side, and together we create something beautiful.
Cool. So I want to talk about your little shop that's been growing.
It has, and I have a new assistant called Jay. She's been working with me now for 2 weeks.
She does a good breakfast, apparently,
as
well.
She does an amazing breakfast. Although we went to the Swan yesterday for breakfast.
I like the Swan. It's very nice. Oh, did you?
Yes.
The little treat?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it was what? Because it was Monday.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, happy birthday for yesterday.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
30.
39 again.
Excellent. So you had a little champagne breakfast in the Swan. Very
we
nice.
Did.
If you don't know, the Swan in Westmoreland is an incredibly nice restaurant. I forgot what I was asking. Oh, no, about your shop. So basically, what kind of things do you have in your shop? Yeah, give us a run through of some of your favourite bits.
I have accessories. So you've got the lamps, you've got the console tables, you've got candle holders, all the small things that everybody can just buy when they're walking by and put into a little bag and walk away.
So I know about this. So you can accessorise a room. Is that it?
I can accessorise a room.
Yeah.
But what I also do is from the shop as well, I take When I've kind of completed a room and then we need to do the accessories, I will take pieces from the shop and I will place them around the house mm-hmm. or the room that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And the client can then see how it looks and they can see if they like it or they don't like it.
Okay.
So, and then if they like don't, that. Most of the time they like it and sure. I don't have to take it away. But sometimes they don't, so we find something else.
Oh, that's cool.
A good way of helping the client visualise what something would look like from the shop into their home.
Absolutely. Cool. What are your plans? Having just discussed that we don't do plans.
No, I would. I have got plans. Plans. I kind of have to see how it all. I just want to be. I want to grow, obviously, like everybody else. Mm. I just want to succeed, and I want to be. I want to be able to have.
It's kind of building a reputation, really, isn't it?
I just want
it?
A good reputation, and that's all, really.
Yeah, that's cool. So are there any bigger shops on the horizon? There isn't any bigger ones,
is there? There isn't any bigger shops, but people keep on saying to me that I will move eventually. So let's see. I've got another 2 years where I am, and then I've got a break clause and then another three. So let's see what happens. No one knows what's going to happen around the corner. I think that's quite exciting.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm kind of like a just go with the wind kind of thing.
Right.
Like I say, don't make too many plans, but I do want to grow and I do want to succeed.
Fantastic. And I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more about the work that you do, whether it's personal shopping, whether it's interior design, or whether it's to come and visit your fantastic emporium, what's the best way of finding out about you?
We're on 6 West Street, West Morling.
Okay.
And we have a website, luciavictoriainteriors.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And we're on Twitter at LV Interiors. We do Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic. If you're in West Street, you must be next door to the Swan or opposite the Swan.
No, Swan is in Swan Street.
Swan Street, isn't it? Yeah.
We're by Toast. We're by another eating place.
Cool. That's fantastic. All power to you. I love what you're doing. And I love the way that you've gone about doing it. I think that's really brilliant. And it kind of ticks my boxes as entrepreneurial risk-taking and growing a business. So all power to you.
Thank you.
If you fancy some interior design or some personal shopping, you know where to go now, folks.
And no underwear.
No underwear.
Personal underwear shopping.
Yeah, cool.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good. Tracy, thank you so much for that. It's an absolute pleasure. Stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Tracy Cooper of LV Interiors. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool. Good. What you got, Bird?
I'm just doing a Snapchat. I'm sorry.
Snapchat.
Just doing a Snapchat. You know what I'm like? And I'm on Instagram.
Are you?
I'm all over it. Here we go. The best things in life are free, Mr. Andrews. What could that possibly be? Friendship.
Yeah.
Fellowship.
Yep.
Helpfulness.
Yep.
The list is endless, but those who have attended the Business Community Breakfast can testify to all these attributes and more, being present on the second Thursday morning each month at the Honourable Pilot. So we're stepping up our promotional activities. If you have attended in the past, please try it again. A full English breakfast, AR Tracy. Full English breakfast.
They must think I'm really big.
Well, as much as you...
I don't know how she manages it. I don't know how she manages that figure on a full English breakfast every day.
This will get her even more excited. As much as you can eat, Tracy. And numerous coffees costing $8.99. If you've never attended, why not give us a try? In any event, we look forward to seeing you this Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at the Honourable Pilot in... Where is that to?
Gillingham.
In Gillingham. Ken, so you need to get hold of Ken Wheeler, ken@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you. Do you know what? It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back again this month the absolutely lovely Nettie Bunn.
Hello.
Hello, Nettie, from Rift Accounting, in Accounting House here. with another one of her brilliant clients that another she delivers one. To us every month.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
But one with blue hair this week.
I know.
I love it.
No good for radio, thanks. But you know.
I'll do a Snapchat. I'll do a
Snapchat. Yeah.
It actually matches her top as well.
I know.
Now, that's a first, colour-coordinated hair.
And when she came to see me the other day, she had a colour-coordinated briefcase for the chair she put it on, didn't you?
I did. In fact, yeah. It's under the brilliant. Desk at the moment.
I mean, come on. Interior design at its best.
Absolutely.
And the necklace as well, isn't it? Or is it just the...
No, you're on it.
This is working on the radio so
funny.
Big time.
It's not being funny, but my clients are actually almost interiorly designed themselves.
Yeah. So, Nettie, what are you up to?
Well, not a lot, really, because I've been on holiday.
It's August, obviously. Where have you been? Somewhere
I've been
nice.
To Greece.
Greece? Whereabouts?
Greece, Zante.
I beg your pardon?
Zante.
I only asked.
Whatever. Anyway, it was lovely. It was hot. I drank a lot of cocktails because they made me.
I know.
They made me.
I'm staggered.
Me too.
Oh, blimey.
I did. And I came back to, like, this massive inbox of emails that I've gone through.
Right.
And now I've got to start doing the real job again.
Yeah. Mm. Now, the easiest way without is just delete them all.
That's what I've done. All the ones from you. Don't expect to reply.
Yeah, don't answer.
So, you know, that was that. So, really, what have I done since you last saw me? Not a lot, because that was the day before I went on holiday.
Yeah, I know. So you've been away for a month.
No, it was a 3-week gap, you see.
So how do you recover from being away on holiday? Because we don't know, because we don't go on holiday. But how do you recover and start to get your business back up with power and gusto, Nettie?
I think you become more refreshed when you've been on holiday. Actually, I find that by the end of 2 weeks, I am ready to get back in that chair and
good
get on
Lord.
With it. I honestly, I'm not making that up.
No.
I think you need it. And I think if you have a break, you're actually more productive. It's a bit like when
it lost me there.
Well, I think it's when you have staff that don't take lunch hours. I'm not saying you have to take a whole hour, but if people don't break in the middle of the day, they run out of steam.
Mm.
If they stop, have a cup of coffee,
have a little nap,
walk away from their desk, well, you would at your age. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, I honestly think it does you more good. Ben, just laugh out loud. You know you want to.
Yeah, go on. I don't care.
Winston Churchill used to take naps.
Yeah.
And Margaret
Thatcher.
And
they look so similar, don't they?
Yeah, and we're the same age.
I'm trying to say
age.
It's
yeah,
the
yeah,
genius
yeah.
of it, Nettie. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't practice what I preach. I rarely take lunch, but I make sure my team do.
Yeah,
so,
and
I do think you need it. But no, that's how I get back on with it. I just get back on with it, really.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just think it's really interesting when I
hear talking to her anymore.
When I see so many people going on holiday, I am surprised at how little gets done in August. I really am. But for me, then I take advantage of that in a business.
That's what
as
you
well.
Have to do. Yeah.
But I just think, okay, so we go away on holiday, but then how do I take my energy now up to another level? Because I know you're refreshed and recuperated and recovered, but then, okay, now how do I come back into a business that maybe I'm having to really slog into treacle?
Again, if you've got the right team around you, the right people around you, you go on holiday with everything, you know what's in your diary. You can't preempt what's going to crop up ever, but you know what's in your diary. You can organise that to a point. You can brief people properly about who you'll see and how quickly. You're not going to avoid people. You'll still see them. Or they can see someone else.
Yeah, but I think it's good.
You just have to be really organised and strict with yourself.
Absolutely. So.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
Does that answer the question?
It does.
I practised everything I preach, I don't do the lunch hours. But maybe I'll have one next week or something. What do you think?
Snapchat is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, she's playing with filters again.
She's snorkeling right now.
Yeah.
It's great. You've got to get on this. I tell you, you're missing a treat.
I'll tell you what though, Bird, you can make it look like you've had a holiday. If you put that with some strange backgrounds, you could be scuba diving
look at
in
my
the Caribbean.
Eyes. Isn't that amazing? Is everybody on Snapchat?
No.
Jay, I knew you would be.
I'm totally on Snapchat.
I love it.
I can't work Snapchat.
It's great.
You're on it? He doesn't know he's on it, but I tried to be on it.
I did a radio show in New York before Christmas with Ken Heron, and he was talking about Snapchat when it first started getting really thing. And he turned to me live on the radio and he's gone, "So you on Snapchat?" And I went, "Well, I downloaded the app, but I couldn't work out how to use it." And he looked at me sadly and then he went, "What I'm talking about today is how old people can't work out how to use Snapchat." Oh, cheers, mate. Thank you.
But I also have that bit emoji. So you make a little cartoon of yourself, which is so much fun.
I know, I've got one.
It's childish.
It's
childish, if
it's
you ask me.
It's another platform to communicate on. That's what it is. Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that. Nettie, I'd like you to tell us who you bought for us this week.
I've brought with me Loris Clements this week, who's, I'm going to let her tell her own story, really, because she's a very interesting lady with blue hair.
Absolutely.
And she's one of my clients, and I think, I'm not talking out of school, I think Loris and I get on pretty well, don't we?
I would think so.
Yeah. So I'll let her tell you the story of Loris.
Cool. Yeah. So, Loris, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
I have interviewed you before, but you weren't in the studio. I interviewed you on the road somewhere, played that little interview with you. So it's an absolute pleasure to actually get you in the studio and to dive in a bit more about what you do, because what you do is very interesting. Why don't you tell the listener what it is that you do?
I will do, and thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm a copywriter and brand consultant, and I run a little network of freelance copywriters with a focus on making words work harder for local businesses.
Because words are important at the moment, aren't they? Especially with the rise of social media and how much stuff there is about and how many blogs and and content is everything, as we know.
Absolutely.
And if you can't write, you got no content, really.
Pretty much. Mm. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of talk about, do words still matter when everybody's doing?
Yeah, you could put pictures of you wearing a snorkel, couldn't you? You could just use a picture of you wearing a snorkel, but that's limited in its appeal. Yeah,
have a certain appeal. Yeah, great. When you want to write about your business, and there is so much noise out there on so many different platforms. Mm. One of the things that we help people to do is to make that work better, find the right voice for their business so that people really understand who they are and can understand what they can do for them.
If you don't mind, can we kind of deconstruct that and see how it works? So if I came to you and I said, I need some words, Loris, I need words, and you'd have a word with me about that.
I have several.
So, I mean, what are the options for me? Coming to you, if I said, right, I've written this, but nobody read it, would you go, that's because it's rubbish, Paul, and you need to rewrite it, which it would be.
Mm-hmm. That could be one of the starting points. Yeah. Some things that that we do, people have written their own stuff. Mm. They're not really happy with it. They're not sure that they've done the right job. So we take it and make it better.
Yeah.
So we work on it.
You breathe life into it.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. But also a lot of the time it's about people really knowing who it is that they're writing for.
Right.
Because part of the problem is that, particularly when people are trying to write for their own business, you get really kind of hooked into what's going on inside your own business rather than thinking about who your customer is and what they're interested in. Mm. So one of the things we do quite a lot of is taking what a business owner has written and then just restructuring it a bit so it's got a bit more appeal to their target audience, to their customer.
Right.
So it's actually talking direct to people rather than with this sort of very internal perspective, which it's really easy to do when you're so close to your own business.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's about making it readable, basically, for the people that should be reading it. Yeah.
Relevant, interesting, attention grabbing, so that it cuts through all of that stuff that's out there.
I have no idea what you're going to say here. You probably just laugh at me. Is there any kind of style that you normally use to write in, people talk about third person and stuff like that. Is there a particular style, or does it depend very much on what it is you're doing?
It absolutely depends on what you're doing, because as a writer, you've got to be able to adopt a different voice depending on which brand you're writing for or which individual and what the piece is that you're doing. So, sometimes you might be writing something really chatty, which may very well be for social media or a blog post or something like that, and then you might need to switch to something completely corporate for a different brand because you're speaking to a completely different audience and trying to write something really serious and informative as opposed to something just kind of chatty and engaging. So it just varies with everything you write.
Okay, that's cool, and I get that. In terms of the type of platforms that you write for, we've mentioned social media and blogs and things like that, which are fairly obvious now because there's a lot there, and website material, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you write for magazines and newspapers?
Yeah, pretty much anything. What I should probably explain is it's not just me in the business. I've got a network of other freelance copywriters, and between us, we've got experience of
writing for pretty much anything. Mm. So, you know, we've done books, we've done journals, we've done brochures, websites, social media. And as a writer, you really need to be able to adapt your style to
absolutely
anything that comes along, really.
Do you do press releases?
Yep.
Press releases drive me nuts.
Press releases are great because they have to be short and tell the story straight
up front. I wish.
Yeah.
I get loads of press releases on the show here. People send me press releases. And, of course, they're lazy. They send me the press releases that they send to the newspapers and magazines. Mm-hmm. So they're covered in pictures, which just do not work on the radio.
A bit like blue hair.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. But the problem I have with it is the piece that they write refers to the picture all the time in the writing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it completely destroys it as a useful thing on the radio. And I tend to see the same things over and over and over and over again, which is also a bit annoying. So you write press releases.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you got any tips for people thinking about communicating with the press about press releases? Sorry to put you on the spot.
That's fine. I guess communicating with the press is, that's just another audience and just another reader, really. So, the biggest tip when you're writing anything is to think about who you're actually writing for. Mm. You know, who do you want to read this? What are they going to be interested in? Mm. And what's going to make them actually read it? Usually that's the headline. Mm. So you've really got to be able to...
Like Freddie Starr ate my hamster, that
exactly.
kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're either going to be interested in that or you're not.
Yeah.
But it tells you instantly what the story is going to be about. Mm. And that really is the biggest tip for writing anything. You know, there are lots of more detailed things that you can talk about. The kind of headlines that are most popular for blog posts and that sort of thing. But it's really just think about who's going to read it and what they're going to be interested in.
I find it interesting because I'm a writer, I'm an author. I write every day. I'm just writing my next book. I've been researching my book after mm-hmm. that. I write blogs. I write my talks. I write press releases. I do all of that. And yet you call yourself a copywriter. Mm-hmm. And I love that because I'm thinking, well, what's the difference really between you and I?
Okay. That's a really good question because you're a business owner who does your own writing.
Yeah.
The difference between me and you is that I'm a professional copywriter and I write for lots of different people, whereas you write for your own business. That doesn't mean that you're not a professional writer, though,
no.
because you are, because you're writing your own books. The difference between us is that I have to be able to very quickly jump in and understand somebody else's business, I guess. A copywriter, it's a good question as well, because actually I always think copywriter is a really crap job title.
Yes.
It's
That's
rubbish.
What I'm trying to say, because you're a writer, my darling.
Yeah.
And I just think that comes with a whole different emotion than a copywriter.
Mm. There's also a confusion because a lot of people think I do copyright law, intellectual sure. property and stuff. Yeah. So we usually have to get that one out of the way quite quickly in a conversation as well. Mm. But, a professional writer like you've been doing with your work, you're a researcher, you're a project manager, you're a planner. Sorry, Paul, I know you don't like plans much.
I have to plan a book.
And a brand expert, a marketing expert. You have to be all of those things.
I like you.
And that's why I think
it's... Oh, we got a love fest going on there.
Oh, very wonderful. But I just think it's really interesting, that title of copywriter. Mm. I've got an online program that is all email-based. So, mm-hmm. And I thought, I caught myself saying it the other day, I must get a copywriter to actually just give it a bit of an oomph with it as well. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's just not a very nice title because I just want another writer to come in, and that's what I see is a copywriter is a writer, but just helping maybe somebody else with their platform already.
Yeah, absolutely. It's as much about having that third party sort of external view of it, so that you can come in and say, well, yeah, you've written this and it's great, but actually, I've got a different perspective on it.
It's like a buddy, a writing buddy, isn't it?
And I can look at it from the outside, whereas you're looking at it from the inside out. I can look at it from
and
the outside
And my eyes
in.
Are blind to it now. That's the thing. They really are. Mm. I was just talking to Jane Franklin yesterday. Mm. I had a Skype call meeting with her. She's a cybersecurity global women expert. I mean, she's amazing. And we were talking. She said, Brad, I am so bored with reading my words, the spaces in between the words. And you, do you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm blind to it now. You need fresh eyes. You need that person who loves work, who loves words, who is a wordsmith. That's a better title.
Well, wordsmith. Yeah,
maybe, wordsmith.
Maybe. Hmm. I suppose, you know, as a writer, I ought to be able to come up with a really good job title.
Yeah. Let's give you a better title.
Doing it, writing for yourself and doing that kind of stuff yourself is one of the hardest jobs.
Which I bet you haven't got a brochure or anything, have you?
I do, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah. But do you know how? Like, do you want to know how long it took me?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, about 6 months.
Really?
I bet. Did you get somebody to cop, you know, to literally put fresh eyes on it?
Yeah, I got somebody to edit it for me. Yeah.
So important.
Yeah, cool. Look, we could talk about this forever because words are so important, especially now with the amount of content that's trying to find its space out there in the world. So it's a really fascinating topic. Sadly, we're fast running out of time. It's just gone so quickly. Loris, if people want to find out more about the work you do and to get in contact with you and get engaged with you, how can they do that?
You can have a look on my website, which is lorisclements.com. I'm on Twitter, at lorisclements. I broke with tradition a bit on the Facebook page and called it Let's Have Words, but you can find me on Facebook
Let's
as well.
Have Words. I like that. It's nice and bossy, isn't it? Let's have words.
Absolutely.
It's the kind of thing that Bird says to me after the show.
I'm not bossy.
Loris, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for bringing Loris along. Loris's website, if you didn't write that down, can be found on the Kent Business Radio website, and it will be there forever. So just look at show number 338, and the website link will be there, and you can find out about it. Loris, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll even write the introduction for it by Friday.
Will you?
Yeah.
Aren't you going to get Loris to do it? It'll be far better.
It would be, but then it would look so much better than all the others.
It would, actually, and then you'd have to redo them all, wouldn't you, really?
The 338 shows.
Yeah.
We'll give it a go.
Yep.
Cool.
Try anything once.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
I do.
Yeah. It's that time.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time for the Federation of Small Business News Update. I'm going to give you two or three...
Channel Radio News Update. This is when you know it's live.
I'm going to tell you twice.
I think you could have talked over it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Andrews, I think it would have been really professional. Go.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you some events, and I'm not going to give you the links for all of them. If you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the FSB tab, the links to book all of these are there. These are up-and-coming events. On Friday, the 1st of September, there's a relaxed lunch with local business owners. I'm not even sure where that is. It's taking place somewhere. It's on the website anyway. On Wednesday, the 13th of September, there's a networking event at Metro Bank in Week Street, Maidstone, and the guest speaker is Tracy McRobert. On Thursday, the 14th of September, from 9:30 a.m. at King's Head, Westram Road, Bessels Green, is a Women in Business event, and the guest speaker is Joe Wimble Groves. And then on Wednesday the 20th, I'm doing a 30-30 event at the Longfield Academy. And for a change, it's in the afternoon. It's 1 till 4. We're going to take 30 businesses to meet the A-level students there to talk about the world of work. So I'd need your support. Do come along to that, please. And then on Tuesday the 26th of September from 10 a.m. At the Beacon in Rusthall in Tunbridge Wells is a networking event.
Something really close to my heart, calling all entrepreneurs with disabilities. Are you an entrepreneur with a disability? Have you got experience of helping members of staff with disabilities or taking on new employees with disabilities? And also, can I just say, because obviously my Jack is really important with this, he's an entrepreneur and he has his own disabilities. So even if you're an entrepreneur, it's super important. If so, we want to hear from you. Please get in contact with David Moore Crouch.
Absolutely. And in line with that, we do a lot of work with the Kent Supported Employment Group who help people with supported needs into the world of work. Please support them too, because there's some fantabulous talent out there and they don't really need a lot of support. And if they do, it's provided for you anyway. But do check that out. There's a new product launch to reduce crippling late payments. Around one third of all payments to small businesses in the UK are late, often having a devastating impact on the business that's not getting the money. A new debt management product has been launched by the FSB for small businesses and the self-employed, helping recover debt owed without charging fees or commission. You can find out more by going to fsb.org.uk/mediacentre, and there's a whole press release about this new service for FSB members.
do you have employees under the age of 25? The Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists and ICANN are surveying employers to find out about the communication skills of young people in the workplace. The results will help you to inform Birkhout 10 years on. So if you employ someone under the age of 25, please complete the survey. And if you have any questions, ask Annie Pete.
Cool. Have you got one more?
I have.
Do one more.
This is really interesting. Mm. Small firms still in the dark after, guess what? TNT cyber attack. It's massive at the minute.
Yeah.
The issue of last month's Not Petya cyber attack continues for TNT small business customers who remain in the dark over when and if they can expect their goods to be delivered. FSB have raised serious concerns about the state of paralysis. Some firms have been left in calling on TNT to provide accurate and frequent updates. So you can see there's a real pattern with cybersecurity.
Absolutely. That brings us to the end of our FSB update for another week.
Channel Radio News Update.
We're at the end of another show.
It flew.
It flew past, didn't it? I just need to tell you what's coming up later on Channel Radio. At 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Benaig. Madame Benaig will be doing the Kent Creative live show. And this week at 4 o'clock, they will be talking about Kent Creative's careers and expectations of creatives and working in the creative industry. Do have a listen to that. That's a Kent Creative live show at 4 o'clock here on Channel Radio. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery and his stripy socks, will be doing 2 hours of celebrity interviews and music. That's the Craig Avery show from 5 until 7. Then at 7 o'clock, we join Mr. Joey Whaler for the Rockabilly show. You like a bit of rockabilly, don't you?
I love rockabilly. I like the big dresses and jiving.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I do.
Yeah. So that's 7 o'clock, the Joey Whaler and the Rockabilly Show. And then at 9 o'clock, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, a show focusing in on music from the 1960s.
1967.
See, you knew, didn't you? I was trying to fudge it. It's always 1967.
There can't be any more music.
I don't believe it was produced in 1967.
Oh, there is. Trust me on this.
Believe me.
As always, on a Tuesday night, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always on a Tuesday night, we finish off with the Club Culture show with the wonderful Mr. Boy George. And that's at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Nice.
It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, UNI Limited. To our business partners in Creative Motion and Career Bid, thank you to them. To our wonderful lineup of guests, Zoe Kearns, Judy Tobin. I've got to remember them all.
Tracy.
There's so many. I know them all. I'm just trying to get them all
helping,
in order.
Thank
you. Yeah. The lovely Tracy Cooper from LV Interiors and her delightful assistant, Jay. As always, the wonderful Nettie Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Very welcome.
And Loris Clements. Thank you all. I think that was everyone, wasn't it?
You got it.
I got it.
Brilliant. Well done, because it's a tough lineup.
You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews.
And me, Bird on a Bike.
Ah, we got it. We nailed it.
I'm excited.
Cool. So thank you all for listening. We'll be back with another Business Bunker show next week. Do remember to listen into the Business Bunker Extra show, 11 o'clock on Friday, with the gorgeous Amanda Flanders. But we'll be back next week. See you soon.
Have a good week.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.